Well, what's up, everyone? Welcome to today's episode of This and That. Welcome. I'm hyped because today is my birthday. So, like, you know, I'm hyped. On today's episode, I had a special interview with one of my now very good friends. Yes, one of my very good friends now. And she's an artist called Kali Bluebird, and I really hope you're going to enjoy this conversation. I had fun doing this, and you know, she really contributed to this tribe, to this podcast. Her honesty, her openness, and her talent is so much, man. Ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome to today's episode of This and That. And one fun fact is, she sang for me at the latter part. I really hope you're going to enjoy today's episode of This and That. You're still listening to This and That. Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. You're still listening to This and That. This and That is a podcast that gives us the platform to talk about anything and everything that life really presents at us. So as we do on a weekly basis, we release episodes that is going to really help us in our journey of life. And also from a Christian point of view, we really believe God has an answer and a message concerning everything. So This and That always comes your way to give you that idea. On today's episode, I have a very special guest on. She's a native of California by name Rahel Rachel Williams. Sorry, she's professionally called Kali Bluebird. She was born and raised in Fenso. And I'm going to read a little profile about her. And I really believe you're going to be inspired by this profile I read. So she graduated from college in the fall of 2016. She went on tour as a backup singer for Mick Jenkins on a Slav Spread tour opening Simeon. Her solo career started in 2016 when she released her first single titled Brand New. In 2017, she released her EP, and also afterwards she released other songs. But their latest song, which I love very much, Love You, that song is really one of my favorites. Ladies and gentlemen, she believes that music is a part of life, and without music, there's nothing. There are some things that can be achieved, and she also speaks God through her music. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this episode of This and That, Kali Bluebird. Oh, this is a good place to clap my hand. I'm here alone, so I'm going to do the clapping alone. Kali Bluebird, you welcome to today's episode of This and That.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm super glad to be here and excited to talk and chit chat. And yeah, super grateful to be here. Thank you.
Thank you very much. In your profile, did I get something wrong for your profile?
Did you say something wrong? Is that what you said?
Yes.
No.
All right. So what is in your profile we don't know about? What is about you that is not in your profile that I just read? Just present yourself to my tribe on This and That.
Well, so you already said I'm from Fresno, California. I was born and raised there. I lived there until I was 18. I went to school in Huntsville, Alabama, which is like across the country in the South. Was super different coming from California. But I really enjoyed my time there. I ended up staying in the South on and off for about 10 years. And kind of dibbled and dabbled in like the music scene in Atlanta. So it was all a growing, period, I guess. Not that growth ever stops, but definitely was a major growth period for me being out there. Didn't really have family and friends and stuff, but I met some good people. And yeah, I studied vocal performance and pedagogy in college, and I was blessed to travel. I really enjoyed college. And I recently moved back to the West Coast and just digging deeper into this music thing, into this artistry thing, and into sharing my joy and my freedom, and just making music that perpetuates that.
Wow, that sounds very deep. So from your presentation, it looks like your life really revolves around music. What does music really mean to you?
That's a good question, because I feel like that's something I probably, like, I don't know, like, think about less consciously and more so just like, I know it's in me, and God has given me a gift. Like, from when I was young, I always knew I wanted to be a singer. Now, I don't really consider myself a singer. I would say more of an artist. But yeah, I always wanted to do music. And so I'm super grateful to be doing it now. It's just, you can do so much with music. You can bless one, you can lift spirits, you can, you know, I mean, do so much. And music has done so much for me, like other artists and other people. And so I just hope to make as great of an impact that has been made on me through other people and other people's music.
Wow, that is very good. And from what you said, it seems like you speak more about God. And I know for a fact that you do gospel music, Christian music. What really drove you there? Because if someone has the kind of voice you have, they would have chosen to do some other kind of music, some other genre of music. But how and why did you choose to go the Christian way?
Well, I kind of was sharing with you, I think before we started recording, how I ended up in this place where it just wasn't a good place. And just, I felt like I wasn't living, like my spirit was dead, and I realized I didn't have true self-love and just all this stuff. And God, like nothing and no one brought me out of that but God. And I just want, the two things I want to do in my music is uplift people and uplift the name of Jesus. So some of my songs may not be like directly saying like, I worship you, God, because it may be a song like my song Shine, where I'm talking about, you know, love yourself, like bright like a flower, I shine, go get it. So my goal is to like uplift people and their spirits and uplift the name of God, the name of Jesus. And so, I don't ever want to go back to the place I was. And kind of like what I already said, I just want to make music that brings good vibes and perpetuates my freedom, my joy, my happiness, and hopefully, I don't know, invite others to be a part of that, to be a part of that life, that joy, that freedom. And God is the reason why I have that. So, yeah.
Wow, that sounds very good. So I'm going to tell you this story as to how I got to meet you, how I got to come into contact with your craft. So
yes, I would love to hear that. I'm always curious, like how people find me and find out about me.
So during the Grammys, Jonathan McReynolds' song "Moving On" like won the award, and I knew that song, but I just wanted to go check out it. So I do music. I play the keyboard, piano. So I was just looking for covers.
Okay.
Because I really enjoy the covers sometimes even more than the original song. So I just typed in covers. And then your video was, I think, the third. And, you know, I hadn't yet watched, but I saw a bunch of people with a keyboard. I'm like, okay, so this looks appealing. So I just tapped on the video. And I don't know if you remember that video. It's quite.
Yes, yes. That was like the first thing I did, because I had taken a complete break from music, from social media, the beginning of 2020, like the first couple months. And that was the first thing after this kind of rebirth of mine that I did. So I definitely remember that.
Ooh. So I watched this video and I was like, whoa, who is this lady? Their voice, I'm like, I know the song, but she's doing something different with the song. Like this, that performance was so great. And it really touched me. Like, I was very, very much excited. Like, I want to say God bless you for recording that. You may not know the impact you are making with that short performance. And it was so real, it was so free. And one thing I learned was, you know, sometimes you may be doing certain things that you may feel no one is even looking, no one is watching, maybe you're not getting the kind of views or the kind of reactions you want, but it's really touching people, it's really blessing lives. And I really want to thank you, you know, thank you for recording that, because I downloaded it and I will always, almost every day, have it on repeat. And moving on is moving on. But your cover was,
wow.
I think Jonathan needs to feature you. What do you think? Like, he needs to remake the song. He did it with Mali, but that sounded too real. Right?
That would be super awesome. You literally
made the song your own and performed your heart out on that performance. Guys, you all need to check out that video. Calibu Bed on YouTube, and it's moving on cover, man. The song is so, so dope. But aside that, what I want us to speak about is, during the seasons where you are not getting the kind of reactions, the kind of appreciations, even in your music journey like this, how do you compose yourself? How do you still remain truthful to God? How do you still remain truthful to your craft that, I know I'm doing a good thing, but maybe the kind of response I need to be getting is not really coming. How do you stay fit? Because I've gone through your social media and I've seen that you are very consistent. How has that been possible throughout your journey?
Well, I have to say that I know that God has placed me where I am, and so I really, like, especially in the last year, just have been holding on to that. It's all there is, you know, like when that does happen, that is like, I know what I know. And I know that I'm not here by mistake. I know I'm not on this platform and connecting with people by mistake. And so it's like, I'm going to stay in the present and not stress out, because it can be easy to, you know, it can be so easy to just go anywhere in your mind and in your thoughts. But
absolutely.
I've been able to be more disciplined in my thoughts, I guess I'll say, and just stick to it and just take it one day at a time, because that's really, you know, you can plan ahead and but it says in the Bible, like, you know what, like, you're planning for tomorrow, but just don't worry. And that's really the main thing, the worrying, because stuff can be happening, stuff cannot be happening, but worrying, literally, it takes up your time and your energy, and you're still in the same place. And then you just allowed, like, worry to steal your time and your energy. So it's like, why not just be in the same place and, like, think it through and, you know, do what you can, stay steadfast, and you know, do some research, you know, do whatever it is. So,
well, that is also one thing I've also noticed about you is, you do a lot of things, like you YouTube, you have this log page, like natural hair locks, you draw, I think you paint as well, and you do a lot of things. How are you able to, you know, do all of this? Because this podcast is this and that. We believe that sometimes we are not to choose from the options God gives us. Sometimes God allows us to, you know, be able to explore all of the talents he's given us. So how do you do all the things you do? Because you do a lot of things.
That's so funny, because I think I've been in this place where I think God is, like, pushing me to do more. It's like to do more at one time, but at the same time, it's like not a lot though. Like, it's like, okay, Yeah, it's definitely like you're saying that, and I'm just like experiencing it and figuring it out every day, honestly. I started the Logs channel maybe about a month ago, and it's crazy. I'm like, okay, it was really like, it may sound silly, but it really was like a faith thing, because I was going to continue that on my Cali Bluebird channel. But it's very niche. It's very specific, like the lock stuff. And it just comes natural. I like to talk about it. And it turns out that, you know, it is helping people and impacting people. So I'm like, you know, praise God. And so I plan to continue that. But yeah, I've always loved drawing and painting, and always, like, I have a portfolio from when I was younger. I've always loved drawing, painting, and yeah, music, hair. I just enjoy it all. I'm not doing all of it always at the same time. Like, I haven't painted in a while, but I do, like, when I have done it a few times, I have, you know, brought you guys in, the people who follow me and support me, to show them and stuff. So, to answer your question, I don't know. God. and trying to plan out and just take it easy, but be consistent. That makes sense.
And be consistent. Wow, that is some powerful touch right there. Take it easy and be consistent. But I would want to ask, you see, you have all of these things you do, but as a Christian, sometimes, how do you figure, this is to help someone out there, how do you figure out this is the kind of calling or the kind of talent that God has given me for me to really specialize here? Because I believe, you know, sometimes God creates us to really be specialized in one place, and maybe other people will also say other things. But how do you really personally, maybe you can share an experience as to how you really lean into God's idea and know that this is the portion or this is the point that God is really calling me into.
Like an experience to where I was like, okay, this is what I need to do. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Okay. Well, so I lived in Atlanta for a few years prior to me moving back to the West Coast. I live in Arizona now. And I moved here about a year ago. And before that, so as you saw, like, in my profile, like when I started doing stuff on my own as an artist and experimenting, and then I did release a project. And that kind of was an experiment, but also, like, I didn't know, but also the beginning of, you know, of really getting into at least one of the ways that God was going to use me. And so that was that. And at that time, it was more so like, I love music. I love music, and I'm going to create this music, because that's more so like what it was at that point, and kind of like an experiment. And okay, I think I may be finding my sound. And so that was like around 2017, maybe. And so after that, that's when life started giving me the business. I mean, I was at a terrible job. Depression hit. And then I ended up having a breakup after like almost 6 years of being in a relationship, which, and I think that was the point where God was like, okay, now I have your full attention. You know what I'm saying? And so But at the same time, like, he was so loving and kind and gentle. And that's when I took the break. So at the beginning of 2020, when I was like off of social media, not doing any music, not making any music. Actually, I did write a couple of songs, but I wasn't creating it. Like, I wasn't doing anything online. or like, okay, single's about to come out. Like I wasn't doing any of that. But it was really good for me. I was doing stuff that only made me happy. And so maybe like around the spring, honestly, like right before I moved, I was doing a lot of fasting and praying. And I told God, like, I was a teacher before. I taught preschoolers. I was in the childcare field since I was like a teenager. It was my minor child development in college. And up until then, so before moving last summer, I told God, I was like, I don't want to go back into the classroom. Like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it this fall. I don't want to go back to the classroom. I love working with children. That's why you'll see like children in my visuals and my music videos. I love working with children, yeah. But I don't want to be in the classroom anymore. And so I was like, Lord, I want to do music like full time after this next release. So Get It was my first single after this whole growth rebirth period. And I was like, you know, God, I want to do music full time after that. And he led me to move back. And kind of after that is it over the past year. I mean, it hasn't always been like, all right, I know exactly what I'm doing. But it's just that little step at a time, like, okay. And then like the different confirmations God has been showing me. But I'll say at that moment, like I knew this is, you know, I'm living for God now. And I love myself. And I know but I see like God really loves me and I'm living for him now. And I want to get serious about this music. I want to go to a deeper level. And so I'll say that whole pre-moving to the West Coast period was like, okay, when I was like, I don't want to go back to the classroom. And just how God's been doing, allowing way more to happen in the past 10 months, 11 months than the prior 4 years when I was doing music before, when it was like, oh, I just love music. So that just is confirmation for me, you know, okay, his hand has been in this, it's still in it. Like, look at what he's allowed me to do. It's not because of me, but he's allowed me to do these things. And I wasn't doing all that before, you know, I was living for him and really wanting to share the joy and share him with others. So I know I'm where I'm supposed to be. Sorry, that was kind of long, but
it's allowed. You know, on this and that, we really allow our guests to really express themselves because we believe that God gives everyone a message to share. And sometimes we may ask a question that maybe God is dropping something to your spirit to share with others, and it may not be even related to the question, but you still have a chance to speak out. So also, I want you to take us to what is your writing process like? Because you have a lot of wonderful songs. Actually, how do those songs, those lyrics, how do they come about? Because I've heard people say, oh, I get my songs when I'm bathing, some get it through dreams. How is the writing process like?
Yeah, sometimes it is like late at night when I'm about to go to bed, or I've written a song. It's funny, like I literally have been stressing before and I'm going to sleep and I'm just like saying, okay, you know, whatever God's will is, it'll be done. And then I will just start hearing a song in my head and I'll go to the keyboard, and then like 20 minutes later, like that's the song. So I would say like late at night, or in the middle of the night, or when I'm driving for some reason, like when I'm on road trips, songs will kind of come to me. But yeah, so most of the time I hear I can't say most of the time. Sometimes I hear a melody in my head and I'll go to the piano and kind of hash it out. So maybe I'll say that is most of the time. And then a couple of times I've actually heard like the whole thing in my head and I'm just like going to the keyboard to figure it out. So sometimes it's melody, sometimes it's the whole thing. And I may write just a verse and then come back to it later. Or it may just be like an idea, like boom, chim, boom, chim, boom, chim, chim, boom. And I'll hear that and then I'll just record a voice memo and then I'll come back across it like a month later when I'm just going through my voice memos. I'm like, let me continue this. And then I'll go from there. So it's kind of a mixture of things. So yeah, hopefully that answers your question.
Yeah, absolutely. It does. Well, that is some wonderful things right there. So my next one, as we are almost through with a conversation, I'll ask you if you have 3 minutes for the whole of the world to hear you, if you are given a platform for just 3 minutes that everyone under the earth can hear you speak, what message or what request do you want to present to the rest of the world?
Wow, that's a big question. that's a big question. I would say not to be, I don't know, sound cliche, but you have one life to live and one, I mean, people, you hear about it, but people literally are going just like that. And then they're, you know, their life here on earth at least is over and they're asleep. And so it's like you have one life to live, and that doesn't mean you have to wild out, but like live, have joy, be yourself. I would say to the women and to the girls that you're beautiful, and whatever you decide to do, however you decide to wear your hair or whatever you decide to wear, you're beautiful. And I think those are the main things I would say. Yeah, like live, like what, life is too short to what I haven't, the song isn't released, but on the bridge to one of my songs is, don't let the soundtrack of your life be worry after worry. Like, don't let the soundtrack of your life be worry after worry. Please don't lose sleep thinking, stressing, breathing hard. You hurt yourself. You will hurt yourself. People go to the hospital for stress, you know. So I would say, don't let the soundtrack of your life be worry after worry. And be yourself. And God is the man. You want to have a relationship with him. That's what I would say. He's the man.
Oh, that's so good. And that is very, very true. You know, there's only one life. You have to live the life. A life that you would look back and you'd be proud of. So on this and that, we have two segments that is on spot. So we ask you questions that you are least expected, and you have to provide us with just simple answers.
Okay.
Our question for you is, you have to name just three people of whom you can listen to your music any day of your life and you wouldn't be fed up. Three people who are musicians that you really listen to their music. Just three.
I would say Fred Hammond, Lecrae, I mean, there's so many, but definitely those two. I'll say Mali Music.
Ooh, so Fred Hammond, Lecrae, and Mali Music.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that is so. So I listen to Fred Hammond and Mali Music. I'm here to really pay attention to Lecrae. He's dope. I've listened to some of the songs he's been featured on, but not as a solo artist. I think I've read his book. He wrote a book sometime. I've read it. So our next question would be, if you had a chance, every resource at your disposal to feature just three people on your upcoming project, three people you've ever dreamed of working with, who would these three people be?
Oh, wow. So Lecrae definitely would be one of them. Lecrae again. I also want to work with Aaron Cole. I don't know if you've heard of him. And Wande.
Oh, wow. Wow. That sounds very cool. Yeah, I'm sure I'm sure it is really going to work out. I'll just be here observing, and you just drop that single that, okay, so Khalid Lubert featuring Lecrae, the song would just be like a blue song, you know. I really trust you. I really believe, you know, I've gone through your music and I'm a fan. You just have a fan in Ghana, West Africa, Africa. You have a fan here that I'm doing my part to make sure the people around me, the people in my influence, really get to know who you are and what you do. Your music is very much amazing. As you said, you really want to uplift
people. Thank you so much.
And I really believe you are doing a good job at that. So my last request. Today, as in the day I'm releasing this, happens to be my birthday. So I just wanted to do a rendition of Happy Birthday, specially dedicated for me. I hope this request can be met.
Sure, I can definitely. You said sing Happy Birthday, right?
Yes, right.
Yes, I can do that. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Samuel. Happy birthday to you.
Whoa.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. You have such a powerful voice. Like, your voice really resonates.
Wow, I've never heard that word to describe it. Powerful.
Powerful, yeah, that is. I think that is the word I have right now to describe your voice. You have such a great voice, and I really believe God is going to use your voice to touch the nations, to touch people, and to lift up people. Thank you very much for passing through my podcast. It's this and that. And I really believe. Before you go,
this was fun. Thanks so much for having me, for reaching out.
Thank you so much. So before you go, I want you to make one promise to our listeners that as and when we need you back on this podcast for another episode, you are really going to show up. So please promise us that.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. Oh, I will.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You're very much grateful for passing through this podcast. So lastly.
Thanks again for having me.
Lastly, if someone is new, can you introduce yourself to them, your social media handles, and how they can really listen to your music?
Yes, yes. So everything, YouTube, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Music, it's all Khalid Bluebird, CalibluBird. So it's all Khalid Bluebird. And I don't know if any listeners would be interested, but I also have a locks YouTube page. It's all about hair, all about locks. And that's Khalid Blue Locks. L-O-C-S.
Thank you very much, Khalid Bluebird. Thank you so, so much for passing through.
Thank you. Thanks again.
Thank you very much for listening to this very episode. I believe you really had fun and you were entertained listening. My request is just one. Kindly share with your people. You can post it on your social media handles and tag me so I repost it. Thank you very much. You're listening to This and That.